going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Here you talk. I was trying to get my peppermint swallowed before the show, about choke. I'm here. Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the day or in the world. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre. And actually, I said that wrong. It's Today in Ag with Bridley and Jimmy.
Thank you.
Sorry. You've been gone so long.
Yeah.
How you been doing?
I've been doing good.
School, did you have school today or not?
Nope.
Why? Rosie, the roads are better today than they were yesterday.
Yeah, that's how Elk City is, I guess.
Let's do some temperatures. Let's see what you did during your Christmas break. You want to?
Yeah.
Ah, it looks like 33, 34, 33 at Hobart, Altus, Hollis, Mangum, 30 at Cheyenne, home of the secret weapon. 29 at Arnett, 29 at Slapout, 28 at Cherokee. May Ranch is 29 out here in the Panhandle of Texas. More of the same. 29 at Lipscomb, 28 at McLean, 33 at Wellington, 35 at Odell. That was a good little snow. You guys building snowmen?
Yesterday, Dad and Tegan built a little one, and me and Kaylee were just throwing snow.
Oh, at them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, your dad was off. They all federal offices closed for President Carter's funeral.
Yep.
Oh, cool. And so you guys got to, you guys go out and do donuts on the tractor or the.
Every time it snows enough, we make like a homemade sled and connect it to the back of our gator, and Dad will pull us around on that.
I got you. All right, sounds fun. How's your cows doing?
They're doing good.
All right.
They went through, we put a round bale out less than a week ago, and it's already gone.
What?
Yeah.
Them little things ate that whole round bale?
Yeah.
Wow. You're going to have to back them off on the Cheerios.
They can eat a lot.
Yeah. Well, it's hey, that's how they keep warm right now.
Yeah.
So what else do you do during Christmas break?
I didn't do too much this year. I went to my meemaw and peepaw's house for a couple days before Christmas. And then after that, I stayed home for the most part and then hung out with some friends on New Year's Eve. And other than that, I was just lazy.
Did you watch the ball drop?
No, we didn't. We watched all of the, like, concerts at the Nashville thing.
Yeah.
We watched all of that, but we were already, like, playing on our phones by the time the ball dropped.
The phones are taking the fun out of family gatherings and friends. What'd you say? I was on my phone. That's all you hear anymore. Yeah, and I'm just as bad as anybody else. I watched all six seasons of Justified since last week.
Wow.
And for the second time. I think that's one of Longmire's two of my favorite shows ever. They smoke Yellowstone. I know people are out there. Oh, you know, yeah. Justified and Longmire are more real than Yellowstone. I'm sorry. We know Kevin Costner's not going to be on a horse roping a steer. So, but I did my show over at TDC Services yesterday. I had a blast over there. Got to see a lot of friends and meet some few people. So that was all fun with the grand opening. And then what else was there? Snow. The snow happened yesterday, and I had four big piles of timber down in the bottom by the river that I lit on fire, mm-hmm. the dogs and me, and probably going to be a little more careful. Luckily, my dogs mind me really good.
Yeah.
And there was a big old rat come out of that one wood pile and started back in there. And my pup went back in there after her. So I said, whoa! And she stopped before she got to the fire because she's nothing but a ball of fur. So it would have been a bad deal. So got those burned up. And the wind hit last night when we started getting more snow. Do you have any snow drifts out by your house?
I don't think there's anything too crazy. I haven't been outside much today. I got to sleep in today, so.
Oh, that's why you were late getting here.
Yeah, I woke up at 10:30, I think.
How do you sleep that long?
I stay up late.
Oh, I got you. I figure your dad was like, you need to be in bed by 9:30. Not happening.
Well, when we have school, I'm usually out by 10. Yeah. But on days I don't have school, I stay up late.
Well, today is the Wheeler General Store happy hour, and we got a really, if you're watching on Facebook. Oh, yes. I've had some people text into me what my hand signals was a while ago. I was doing a test on Facebook on VMAX here in the studio, and I was doing the horns down.
Yes.
And so it was just a test. I've deleted it. So if you're watching on Facebook right now, let me see, make sure I'm getting that in the camera right. Oh, no, I wasn't. There, see it right there? The Wheeler General Store rain gauge. Briley's got a question for you coming up in the next segment.
Yep.
For the rain gauge. So let's get on with the show. Let's see what happened overnight in our big world of agriculture. The Elk City Livestock Auction is going on. And Kay, the lady I always give hell on out there that runs the cafe out there, You guys need to go out there, get you a greasy cheeseburger and some fries, and wish Kay a happy birthday. It's her birthday today.
It is?
Yeah, it's her birthday today. I think I'll go out there and harass her after the show today. But it's her birthday, so go wish Kay Dyer a happy, happy, happy birthday. All right, soybeans futures gained overnight, while grains were modestly higher. Investors squared positions ahead of today's monthly supply and demand reports from the USDA. The Ag Department likely will reduce its outlook for corn and bean stockpiles in its monthly supply and demand report scheduled for today. The agency will probably project corn inventories at the end of the 24-25 marking year at 1.675 bushels of corn. USDA last month forecasted at 1.73 million or billion bushels. Soybean inventories will likely be seen by the government at 457 million bushels, down from the previous outlook at 470 million. The government is expected to project wheat stockpiles at the end of the grain marketing year on May 31st at 799 million bushels, according to the survey. The USDA in December forecast ending stocks at 795 million bushels. Traders also are keeping an eye on the demand for U.S. ag products, which has been robust so far in the current marketing years. Overseas buyers have committed to buy 40.2 million metric tons of U.S. soybeans since the marketing year started on September 1st, according to data from the Department of Ag. That's up 11% from same time frame last year. Corn sales also since the beginning of September are now at 38.8 million metric tons. That's a 30% year-over-year increase. Wheat sales since the start of the grain marketing year on June 1st stand at 17.1 million metric tons, an increase of 11% from last year. Soybean futures overnight for March delivery rose 7 cents to 10.06 a bushel. Overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade, soy meal was unchanged at 299.30 a short ton, and soy oil gained 1.3 cents to 44.06 cents a pound. March corn was down a penny and a half to 457 and a half a bushel. Wheat futures for March delivery rose 0.75 cents to $5.34 a bushel, while Kansas City futures lost a penny and a half to $5.51 a bushel. So anyway, just see here. Winter advisories. Well, it's moved out of Oklahoma now. It's over there on the Atlantic seaboard. According to the National Weather Service, it includes central Oklahoma all the way to there. Huh, they changed it. Winter storm warnings will take effect or already in place from East Texas to the East Coast. Missouri will see 2 to 4 inches of snow. As much as 7 inches of snow has already fallen in parts of Illinois and Indiana. Down tree limbs and additional power outages will be possible in those areas today because of the high winds. I got some reports from some of the listeners up north. Looks like around Chaddock and Visayas, they got like 6 inches of snow. Lucky dogs.
That's
all
I got. That's a lot of snow.
And then it all blew this morning. It's probably all drifted up in the roads. But that was a nice shower. 6 inches, what is that, half inch of rain? I think 10 inches is an inch of rain. So we'll take whatever moisture we got. Looking at the future down the road, looks like until a week from tomorrow, the next week's going to be nice, 40s and 50s.
Wow.
And then next Saturday, a week from tomorrow, bam, here we go again. Another round of cold weather. But it just seems like we're going to be in that same pattern. 3 or 4 days of really cold weather. And then 5 or 6 days of nice weather, which I'll take that.
It's Oklahoma for you.
I start calving over there by your house next week. You want to check the cows for me?
What do I get out of it?
Experience. About that. If you need to pull one, I got a number you can call. Nah, we should be all right. Crazy. This is their fourth calf. So they should have her down. Man, if they was born yesterday and that cold. Snow's the worst thing for calves to be born in. Not that they, good mamas would get them cleaned up, mm-hmm. warmed up, but it just makes things a little rougher.
Yeah.
All right. We got lots of things to talk about today. We got some exciting news that mm-hmm. you and your dad broke to me here a week or two ago. Now we can start talking about it.
Yeah.
February 1st, correct?
Yes.
Everybody save time for February 1st. Yep. And we'll talk more about that coming up. It's got to do with plastic culture, correct? Yep. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Plastic culture. I had to ask your dad that the other day. What do you call plastic farming, gardening? it's plastic culture. Yeah, we got exciting news coming up. And we're gonna talk some about gardening, too. You need to get on it. It is January. Potatoes need to be, what, planted in March? All right.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, somewhere in there. Yeah, you and I aren't big on the potato deal, are we? So we got that coming up. So let's take a Wheeler General Store break, and we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
That's the sound of a fridge begging for mercy. Or how about that washing machine that sounds more like a rock band than a rinse cycle? Shy the Repair Guy has it covered. He'll fix anything from rebellious refrigerators to whining washing machines. If it plugs in and breaks down, call Shy the Repair Guy and let him turn your "why is it doing that?" into "that's better." For all your household appliance repair needs, call Shy at 580-243-9619 or Daryl 580-799-5433.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, December 20th, 2012. Head were sold. 9 head of steers at 433 brought 375. 7 at 506 brought 330. 12 at 520 brought 327.50. 10 at 596 brought 277.50. 6 at 650 brought 265. 6 head of heifers at 394 brought 347.50. 19 at 468 brought 312.50. 4 at 469 brought 322.50. 9 at 517 brought 287.50, 14 at 696 brought 229.50, 6 at 718 brought 246, butcher cows were 36 to 139, butcher bulls brought 108 to 150, bred cows were 1200 to 3050, pairs brought 1700 to 3775, Elk City Livestock Auction 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma, sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey 580-497-6095.
Hi, I'm Gary Owens, the owner of Galleria Furniture. 2025 is the time to save. We're offering 15% off your entire purchase. That's right, 15%. Mattresses, bedrooms, living room, and more. Nothing will be held back. 15% off everything. And remember, we'll beat any competitor's price or it's yours for free. Shop Western Oklahoma's largest furniture and appliance store right next to Tractor Supply in Elk City.
Sorry, friends. Appliances not included.
We do a ton of wholesale work with your mechanic shops, but it's also the DIY guy that has Saturday afternoon off. He comes in Saturday morning, picks up his stuff, and works on his pickup. It's a wide range of people. It can vary from the biggest shop in town to the smallest shop in town to your guy that works in his garage on the weekend.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
A bolt breaks on a spring tooth, a harrow, or a chisel. Your work in the field stops. Most people have two choices. Either use baling wire as a temporary fix, or drive 15 miles into town. There's a third option that'll get you back to work in only a few minutes. We'll bring a bolt bin to your place, and we'll keep it stocked for you. Camrock Supply. It's on South Main in Elk City next to Fred's Steakhouse. The website is camrocksupply.com. Staying supplied keeps you in the field, getting your work done.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Canadian, Texas, 29 degrees, wind chill 17, humidity 66%, dew points 19, winds are out of the northwest at 16 with wind gust up to 20. Peak wind gust today, 45 miles an hour. Month-to-date precipitation, 0.01 inches. Sub-freezing minutes, 736 minutes. 8-inch soil temperature, 38. And we got, that's it. I got her fixed, boss.
Okay. Sorry, we're being loud.
He wouldn't have been happy with me if I'd have took a fire extinguisher to it. And, yeah, Jaden had such a good radio show. She was had the heat going on some of the equipment in here.
Oh.
Yeah, she was smoking radio. What's that going to tell you? Oh, if you guys are wondering why I'm not at Cattlemen's Congress today, I didn't want to deal with the
crazy drivers.
Yeah, crazy drivers. You said it nicely. I was going to say something different. I can watch the National Angus Bull Sale online, live. It's on livetv.com if you guys want to watch that. I think it starts at 2 o'clock at Cattlemen's Congress. Some of the nicest Angus bulls in America will be selling at OKC today. I just didn't. I guess the older I get, maybe I'm getting smart. I don't have to go to the city if I don't. When I don't think the bosses wanted me to drive up there yesterday anyway. So that's why I'm not there. So Briley put her back on the payroll today. How much do you get paid here anyway? The deer in the headlight. Look, you don't get paid squat.
No.
Well, maybe one of these days. You never know. Let's check out the Lipscomb dealerships. Grain market update, March corn, let me back up. Let me refresh. I got to figure that out. It used to refresh on its own, but now it doesn't. Yeah, it's changed quite a bit since 11 o'clock. March corn's 467, up 11 and a quarter. May is 476, up 11 and a half. Soybeans for January, 1006, up 14 and a quarter. March is 1016, up 17 and a half. Soybean meal, January, 293, even up 120. March is 298.40, down 90. Soybean oil, January, 44.53, up 2 and a quarter. Hard red winter wheat, March, 550, unchanged. May is 559, what is that, up a half. Cotton for July, 69.78, down 97. West Texas intermediate crude oil, February, 76.37, up 245. And natural gas, February, 397, up 27. Man, it is almost at $4. The NASDAQ, the NASDAQ and SP and Dow are all in the red today. You know why they're in the red today?
Nope.
Because the judge gave President-elect Trump his verdict, his what did he do? Yeah, the verdict was guilty, but what did they do? Oh, instead, he's a felon now. We got a president that's a felon now.
Oh.
But they didn't do nothing to him. No fines, no jail time, no nothing. So it's just a waste of taxpayers' money in New York City is all I can say. February live cattle, 198.40, up 80. April, 199, up 72. Feeders for January, 271.67, up 245. March is 268.20, down 10. Lean hogs, February, 82.17, up 40. So the hogs are recovering from the last few weeks of red. What else we got to do? Oh, I want to tell you what we got going on here on the show and other places, other things going on that you guys need to know about. Coming up next Tuesday, is that right? No, next Wednesday, sorry. Next Wednesday, Miranda and Jason Chason. I hope I'm saying that right because it's French. Chason, ooh. Chason. They have Chason Smokes, as I explained yesterday. They're going to be on, they're going to probably be on for the whole show because they got a really cool show. So my first question is, what do you get when you cross somebody from Louisiana with somebody from Wisconsin? Cajun cheese.
Oh my gosh.
And so it's really cool. They do the rocket stoves.
Oh.
Look up the rocket stoves on it's really cool. But the story leading up to making these rocket stoves is really crazy, and it's all got to do with cowboying and this oil field and being from Louisiana and being from Wisconsin, and it's going to be really fun. Also, let me find this real quick. I put it on an email yesterday to myself. Let me find it really quick. I think I messed it up. Oh, there we go. Let's see here. Coming up. There we go. Next Wednesday, also, that's the reason why I'm not going to be at Clinton next Wednesday, is January 15th at 9 a.m. to 12 o'clock at the Custer County Fairgrounds in Clinton will be the 4-County Beef Seminar. I went to it last year. It's really good. You guys need to attend this if you can. Dr. Daryl Peel will be there. Marty New will be there. Roger Givens from Premier Crops is going to be there. You need to RSVP by next Monday, please. You can call the Custer County OSU Extension Office. I bet you can call any of them, Custer County, Beckham, Roger Mills, or Worstall to RSVP, and they'll make sure let you know. It's a really good thing to attend. I did enjoy mine going there last year. And Dr. Peel, he's got the big numbers for cattle coming up this February. Speaking of that, my man from Cooperton, you know where Cooperton is? Down there somewhere, pretty close to your Peepaw Meemaw.
Really?
Yeah. It's down there where the big quarries are, going down towards Mountain View, Godibo, down in that area. So he sent me this morning, and I want to share it with you guys. Everybody's always doing numbers. Can I pay this much for a cow or a pair? How long is it going to take me to pay it? Well, this guy who is from Oklahoma come up with this, and I want to share this with you guys. Pretty short. So during our last RFP bookshelf discussion, an old copy of Profit Tips article written by Wally Olson, who is from Bonita, Oklahoma, fell out of my Knowledge Rich Ranching book by Alan Nation. Wally Olson is a rancher and ranching for profit alumnus from Bonita, Oklahoma. He also teaches the Bud Williams livestock marketing principles. It had obviously been almost 10 years since I last read The Knowledge Rich Ranching, because the profit tips were from July 21st of 2015, and that was a really good year for cattle then. The title was "The Perfect Storm is Here in the Cow Business." As I reread it, the advice still is absolutely true. I sent it to Wally for permission to run it again with current market pricings and a few edits. So here we go. The perfect storm is here in the cow business. Number two, I don't think anyone will argue with me about how high the cattle market is right now. And it seems to keep rising. The current market has caused the relationship of heifer calves to bred cows to cull cows to move so much that the cow is now the overvalued female. With this change in relationship, it may be time to reallocate capital in different classes of animals by going out into your pastures, inventorying your cow herd. You can identify the animals that have the most risk of dropping in value, which is depreciation, over the next few years, and replace them with animals that have the greatest potential to increase in value, and that's called appreciation. Here's an example. A six-year-old cow-calf pair today has a value of $3,500. In 2 or 3 years, the same cow could have a value of $1,400 at cull cow price, which is $2,100 of real depreciation. That's $3,500 minus the $1,400 is $2,100. That's how they got that. If you carry her for 3 more years and had 3 more calves, each calf would carry a $700 in depreciation cost. Assume that it takes $2 per day to run a cow for a year. That would be $730 cost to carry. When you add the depreciation value loss and the cost to carry, that is $1,430 per cow-calf unit in cost. If a 500-pound calf is worth $3, that's $1,500 in value produced. So we are only netting $70 on that calf. How about those numbers? Per calf in record high calf market. And that doesn't even include death loss or open cows that don't wean a calf. Notice the... It is important to know your inventories that the six-year-old cows could experience a lot of depreciation. If the 3, 4, and 5-year-old cows will maintain their value to the next year, their cost will only be a cost to carry at $2 a day. Now you have a calf that is worth $1,500 less. The cost to carry of $730 equals $770 net. Now, once again, ignoring deaths and open. I believe depreciation is the most misunderstood part of the cow business because ranchers don't actually write a check for it to be able to feel the value leaving the business. Understanding it can have a huge impact on your ranch sales and inventory sales. Cow depreciation is not a straight line calculation and it is not tax depreciation. Do not confuse this with tax depreciation. We are just looking at value changes. The cow depreciation actually shows up in absorbing the cow check away. Those are the calves from 6, 7, 8, 9-year-old cows in today's market. Eventually, a cow depreciates until she reaches a cull price. And if you keep raising calves with her, there's no depreciation, only the cost to carry her. Once again, you must know your inventory and your cost to put this principle in practice. As we look at these high cattle prices and look at all the other commodities, there's been a 50% rollback or more in corn and oil. So we project a possible rollback of 50% in cattle prices. This $3,500 cow now is really scary. If you roll the cull cow price back by 50%, we are selling $700 cull cows. Now we're talking about $2,800 in depreciation. No matter what we do, our inventory value is going to drop as the market moves lower. To mitigate the effects of the drop in the market, you can turn over different female classes to maintain headcounts and build some cash in the meantime. Did you get all that?
Yeah, that was a lot.
Yeah, you don't... Like, I was going to buy some Herefordshire a while back.
Yeah.
And I was even sitting next to my banker. And... I'm still mad I didn't buy them.
Yeah.
But I don't think it would have took me 2 years to pay that cow off if she had $1,500 calves like they were talking about. But that don't include your cost, the hay, if you're renting or making land payments, your truck, your fuel, the hay itself. I don't know. So it's weird right now.
Yeah.
It's very weird. And what, okay. Let's hit them with the question before we go. Because we got gardening coming up. I'm excited about this plastic culture deal. Are you?
Yes. I'm excited for it, but also kind of nervous for it.
Why?
You'll know why when we talk about it.
All right. So for a Wheeler General Store rain gauge, a really nice one. Mm-hmm. It also measures snow once it melts. What's the question?
For the second caller in, the question is, what is the difference between determinate and indeterminate plants? Right?
Indeterminate. Yeah. And determinate. Yeah. Yeah. What's the difference between indeterminate and determinate tomato plants, if you want to specify the tomatoes?
Tomato plants.
Yep. 580-225-9697. You can text in. I got one of those rain gauges up there at Woodward if anybody up there wants to play. So if you're the second one we want to know the difference. And if you just want to play along, don't shoot your name in with it. But if you playing for this rain gauge, we need to know your name.
Yeah.
And also, I got some prizes up front that are getting ready to, not very many, I think there's only two for two-week limitation on saving them in the prize pile. I'm going to give them back out again. So we're going to take a Wheeler General Store break, and we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment? How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Did you know a cow's energy requirement increases 1% for each degree the cattle comfort index is below 32 degrees? And that energy would double to 2% if the animal is wet to the skin. One way to help with that is feeding them with MaxiGain or Range Max cattle cubes, all available at SEI Agritech in Elk City. Get yours today in bulk or bags. That's SEI Agritech on South Randall in Elk City. And follow SEI Agritech on Facebook for ag news and information on their products.
I open new accounts, CDs, IRAs, help our customers with online banking, order debit cards. Anything that has to do with checking accounts, savings accounts, opening those up for new customers or helping our existing customers with any issues or things that they might have with an account. They want customer service. They want someone to just know who they are, and they want someone that they can trust. I'm Tori Ashpaw, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust at Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
If you'd like to tackle those home projects yourself, like building a privacy fence or spicing up the place with some landscaping, you'll need the right tools to get the job done fast. Rent what you need from DJ's Rentals and Sales on South Main in Elk City. They have gas-powered post hole diggers for fence building, skid steers for hauling landscape blocks, and excavators for any type of digging that needs to be done. The best thing about DJ's is the free advice. Stop by and talk to them about your next project.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water Experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water Experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, well, welcome back. Me and Mr. Riley Pritchard are in here today. Here's your ag weather update for northwestern Oklahoma. Alva, 29 degrees, feels like 22. Dew point's 23, humidity 76. Winds are out of the west, 6 miles an hour, 0.16 inches. That's 16 one-hundredths or 160th one-thousandths of an inch of moisture in the last 10 days. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 31 degrees. Sunset at 5:37. 35 for a high today. Chilly tonight at 14 and mostly sunny. And 35 tomorrow with light winds out of the southwest, switching from the northeast. It's good. I got to be a hot wire tomorrow. It's not going to be too fun. Hey, I got something to today's. We're gonna have a little fun with this, all right?
Oh,
8 crazy facts from Oklahoma you never knew.
Oh,
and I seen this on Facebook and I wanted to share this with you. Let's see here. The first Girl Scout cookie was in Muskogee in 1917. The parking meter was invented in Oklahoma City in 1935. The Red River Rivalry, Oklahoma and Texas, is one of the longest running, most famous football rivalries in the U.S. Route 66, the famous Mother Road, has more drivable miles on it in Oklahoma than any other state. And Oklahoma is the only one of 2 states, official state, which includes chicken fried steaks as the official meal, including okra and pecan pie. Oklahoma has more tornadoes per square mile than any other state. And then what else? The state has a law that makes it illegal to eavesdrop on dogs and stealing hunting secrets. And the last one is, let's see here, what's the last one? Oklahoma is the home to the deepest oil well drilled in the United States. Bertha Rogers reached a depth of 31,441 feet. And if I'm not mistaken, I think that's south of Canute.
Wow.
Yeah. We got some answers coming in on the your question. Tell everybody again what the question was so they can play. We got a winner, but might as well get some more players.
It was the difference between determinate and indeterminate plants or tomato plants, to be specific.
We'll read some of those. Somebody texted in, they got 8 inches of snow and salt in the suburbs of Salt Springs.
It's a lot of snow.
Yeah, that's up there north of Woodward, I think. Yeah, in that area there. All right, we got some. I'm going to notify the, near the next break, the winner of your question. Speaking of why you're nervous. So why are you nervous? Let's get to that.
Okay, so on February 1st at the Western Technology Center here in Elk City, from 7:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m., there's going to be a plastic culture, climate, start agriculture, and high tunnel conference. And just some of the people who will be coming and speaking are Micah Anderson from Langston University. He'll be talking about plastic culture and climate start agriculture. Dr. Candle from Langston will be talking about hoop house production. Josh Campbell from Oklahoma State University with we'll be talking about new and beginning farmers. Rory Hernandez will be talking about gardening and your mental health. The one and only Riley Pritchard and my dad will be talking about plastic culture and marketing your vegetables, which that's the reason I'm nervous, because I don't like talking in front of people. Like, this is fine, but like getting
why is this fine compared to talk? You're talking to 50,000 people right now.
I can't see them.
Yeah, but they can see you.
Yeah, I know. I can't see them. So it's different. And then Dr. Tracy Payton from Langston will be talking about dealing with pests and insects in your garden. And Avery Hoggard from NRCS will be talking about equip and high tunnels. And then there will be other items, beekeeping, garden tools, and tips and tricks.
Yeah, and this will be right here across the road. At that's a nice facility over there, by the way. At the Western Technology Center, February 1st.
Yep.
And my birthday's February 2nd, if anybody wants to bring me anything for my birthday. But anyway, that's going to be so much. That's going to be interesting. It's going to be fun. It's going to be, I'm going to be back there in the class waving my arms while you're talking to annoy you. So what are you and your dad going to talk about?
Just like kind of how we market our vegetables and how we sell and keep things steady. And then how we do like market our plasticulture business.
Right. Yeah, because you guys do a really good job. Because I use you guys for my plastic. And that's going to be exciting. So do they need the RSVP? I hadn't seen that anywhere.
He didn't put anything on here about it. I guess not.
Okay.
I do know on Friday, the January 24th, Micah is coming here, to talk on the radio. So maybe he'll know more about that. So,
yeah, I think that's going to be, it's going to be like really exciting. That's a lot because there's going to be more hoop houses, high tunnels, whatever. They're not greenhouses. They're close, but they're not. They're just, I call them high tunnels, hoop houses, whatever. Hoop houses. Well, hoop houses are different too. You know, your dad put some hoop houses over. What did he put that over? Started this corn. What was that, last year?
Yeah, we've done it the past 2 years. We'll make like a mini
hoop.
Little hoop house over our plastic grow in early March. We'll transplant some of our tomatoes from the greenhouse into the garden and then corn.
Right.
And then we get corn and tomatoes like
early.
By Memorial Day.
Right.
Yeah.
Early. So what the corn tastes like that that you've planted early? Can you remember, compare it to what it was?
It all tastes the same to me.
Oh, it does good?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good answer.
Text from my mom. She said, yes, they need to RSVP, and there's more information to come.
Okay, cool.
On that.
Well,
lunch will be provided.
Okay, so we're going to, we'll have to find out who they need to RSVP with. But that's still cool.
Yeah.
All right, so let's go over some of the answers we got here. Determinate are smaller, and indeterminate are grown more like vine-like and grow taller. You're absolutely right. And indeterminate tomatoes grow longer than determinate varieties. They are pros and cons to each type. Indeterminate tomatoes produce more fruit but require more maintenance. Determinate tomatoes produce less fruit but are low maintenance. And indeterminate tomatoes produce multiple crops. Determinates produce one harvest. Only thing I can say about that, I'll argue a little bit with that on the inside. I'm not talking about out in the garden, outside garden. My tomatoes in that high tunnel. I did do some final figures. It was over 30 pounds per plant that I produced off those tomatoes inside the high tunnel.
It's a lot.
Yeah, and I didn't shoot them full of steroids or none of that crap. They would just... I sound like a broken record when I say you take the wind and the direct sunlight off your garden. It's unreal what happens.
Yeah.
I don't know all I learned is crazy inside that high tunnel.
Weren't you getting tomatoes like late November?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's putting it. I was putting it mildly. I seen your picture.
Yeah.
And then I sent you guys pictures of the jalapenos that I didn't pick. It was a shame that I didn't pick them, but I didn't have nowhere to go with them. I picked them 5 times. And I'm talking about 5 gallon bucketfuls.
That's crazy.
If somebody wants some seeds, they're more than welcome to come out and get them. I don't know. I'm starting all fresh seeds because I know I got some cross-pollinating going on in there. And you won't see it until next year's crops or this year's crop. So we're going to go. Well, we're already past our last break. We're going to take a Wheeler General Store break. When we come back here, we'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather update for southwestern Oklahoma, and I want some Girl Scout cookies now that I mentioned that. So we'll go from there. We'll be right back after this.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
The thing about tires is It only takes one of them to blow out to stop you right where you are. Good thing Blair Tire comes to you. South of I-40 and west of I-35, nobody has more ag tires than Blair Tire and Feed. They'll have it when you need it. If you're stranded, Blair Tire finds you and fixes it. Getting you rolling again is where they hang their hat. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19 in Blair. All the name brand tires you want, service that can't be touched.
Are you tired of navigating the digital jungle all on your own? Look no further than Innovative Technology in Elk City. Running a business in today's fast-paced world can be overwhelming, but our experienced IT professionals are here to lighten the load. Whether you're in education, energy, finance, or any other industry, we've got your back with our IT solutions. Safeguard your business with our cutting-edge internet security, reliable internet phone lines, and top-notch security camera networks. Your business's digital fortress starts here. Need on-site support? We're just a short drive away. From computer repair to network installation, we've got you covered. Worried about cyber threats? Our cybersecurity awareness and training will keep your team ahead of the curve. Don't let technology overwhelm you. Call us at 580-243-1559 to discover how our 40-plus years of service can transform your business. Visit Innovative Technology at 105 Carter Road in Elk City or check us out online at itlpros.com.
Progressive presents Good News, Bad News, Dumb News, then Great News. Good news. While leaning over the fence, your neighbor said you could save money bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. Your neighbor leaned over a little too much and broke your fence. Dumb news. Somehow fence wood is more expensive than wood wood. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and to plant really tall shrubs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You gotta go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
The Big 3 Model Year Clearance Sale is happening now at all seven Lipscomb dealerships. Great big limited time savings on new GM, Ford, and Stellantis vehicles, including special 0% financing and discounts of over $11,000 off select Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram vehicles at Lipscomb in Wichita Falls, Burke Burnett, Bowie, Sayre, Elk City, and online at LipscombDealerships.com. Save more in the country. Lipscomb, good people, great deals since 1979.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back with Jimmy and Briley. Here is, or here was, whoa, what happened? There we go. Here is your Hobart Farm and Garden, Southwestern Oklahoma Ag weather update for Willow. 35 degrees, feels like 26, dew points 24, humidity 64. The winds are out of the northwest at 12 with wind gust up to 19. 0.05 inches of moisture so far this month, or in the last 10 days, I'm sorry. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 41 degrees, sunset at 5:44, 39 for a high today, 17 for a low tonight, and 44 for a high tomorrow. That'll be perfect. Fence building weather. Hey, what were you eating during break?
These beef sticks from Taylor Ranch.
Which kind? Which ones?
They're the sweet barbecue ones.
Are they any good?
Really good. Yeah. Someone, Donnie Johnson, left them up front for me.
Yeah, so, he won them. Yeah. He lives in Visalia, and I wasn't going to mail them to him. So he said, give them to Briley.
So thank you so much. They're so good.
Yeah, they're really good. I had some yesterday. It was pretty good. Okay, so you ever hear me talk about the Cotton King?
Yes.
Well, this fake farmer steals $8.75 million in a green energy scam. And the reason why I mentioned the Cotton King is because it's on Ag Web. It's probably on all the major ag deals by now. So it's on this and here. I got off Farm Journal, Ag Web website. They got him, you know, holding his numbers up, you know, when mm-hmm. they book you into jail and take it. He looks like Cotton King's twin.
Oh, no.
Turning manure into, and this sounds like something maybe he'd do, turning manure into gold. Sticky finger Ray Brewer pulled off a twisted agriculture heist. Wearing a grin, Ray Brewer switched fat fingers through a bucket of fertilizer pellets and rattled out the mating call of a con man. The sweet sound of money in droves, the fateful dumped $8.75 million into his agriculture skin game. That's a lot of moolah. Nestled in the basement chop shop beneath the glamour of an infinity pool in a house in the hills, Brewer built. I don't know what that word is. I've never seen that word before. Investors and farmers from 2014 through 2019, based entirely on cow manure and the lure of biogas, renewable energy, and tax incentives. Most agriculture crimes are coated in veneer of reality, enough truth to hide the rot. Not so with this silver-tongued devil. Brewer, his scam was a total lie. He understood the rules of modern ag heist. Nothing so green as a green energy con. In a single day, a dairy cow can expel about 100 pounds plus of waste. The U.S. leader at roughly $9.7 billion in annual milk sales. California is home to the nation's largest dairy herd, 1.7 million milk cows. In 2014, Ray Brewer, 57, navigated California's Central Valley agriculture as commanding, highly intelligent, and persuasive predator. At 6 foot and 300 pounds, that's the same build the Cotton King's got. Balding and silver mustache, Brewer presented himself as an engineer with knowledge of each nut and bolt, along with every profitability angle and all kinds of machines. They said these machines that churn turds into money. Wow.
That's crazy.
That's a lot of money. That's a pretty good paycheck.
That is a lot of money.
Yeah, you guys check it out on AgWeb. It's in the business part, the news and business part. I swear to God, this looks like Jimmy Rose's twin. We have a Cotton King and a Turd King. So, what are you going to do this weekend?
This weekend? As long as the roads stay fine, tomorrow is the swap show in Sayre, and I'll probably go down there.
Where's it at?
At the county barn in Sayre, I think. Maybe.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's tomorrow. I could be wrong. But I think
you're talking to radio people. They're going to be coming to that swap show. Ain't happening. They're going to be mad at you.
I'm 99% positive it's tomorrow. But if it, I'm probably going to go hang out with Neely.
Oh, okay.
So.
What's the swap show about? I didn't know. What am I missing?
The what's it stand for? I don't remember what it stands for.
Well, it sounds like a swap show.
Yeah, but the pig show tomorrow.
It's a pig show tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't get invited again.
Am I wrong?
Or was I supposed
to? I could be wrong.
No, I think it's tomorrow.
Yeah. Unless Neely's wrong, because she...
Oh, it's the Southwestern Oklahoma Pig Show Series.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought you was talking about, like, swap stuff.
No.
Oh, no.
The pig show.
The pig show. Now we're on the same page.
I just never knew what it stood for.
Yes. Okay, now we're on the same page.
Yeah, but the pig show is in Sayre tomorrow, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Yeah, I bet it starts around... Well... Go to their Facebook page real quick. So, because you got just enough time to line people up on them. And when Donnie, Mr. Johnson said thank you.
Really?
For throwing his name out there. He was listening, and she really enjoys the sticks. Maybe
yeah,
sometime.
They're good.
Yeah, they're really good. Well, the music's playing. Are you about there?
No, I can't find it.
It's all right. It's a pig show tomorrow.
Yes.
So, anyway, all right, have a great weekend. I guess we'll see you next week.
Yep.
Or, no.
You'll be in Stillwater.
I'm going to Stillwater. All right. And we'll have more information on the plastic culture deal coming up to Garden Day. It's the Day in Ag with Briley and Jimmy. You guys have a wonderful weekend. Brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust, Sayre in Elk City, America. God bless.
A message from the White House to California. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. President Biden again pledging whatever help is needed in a wildfire battle.
This